Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's an outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, this hour's word is throne. Text the word throne, T-H-R-O-N-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right here on 929 FM ESPN. Again, your word is throne, T-H-R-O-N-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. I'll have another code word for you at 3 o'clock. One more time, this hour's word is throne, T-H-R-O-N-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
It's 2 p.m. in Memphis. Giannotto and Jeffrey time. Get off the fence.
Get off the fence!
Get off the fence!
Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, along with Jeffrey Wright.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis.
Memphis.
The beautiful land in the world.
Memphis Midday Afternoon Show. It's Giannotto and Jeffrey, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome to paradise.
Welcome to paradise. It is Giannotto and Jeffrey. As the introduction suggests, I am Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter at JWright929ESPN. My co-host, my partner in crime, it's Mark Giannotto, of course, the columnist of The Commercial Appeal at MGiannotto on Twitter. Mark, welcome to paradise, buddy.
Thank you. This is the series premiere.
The series premiere. Hopefully we won't have an 8-season series finale like Thrones did last night. Of course, our producer of the program, he is indeed Connor Dunning at CDunning929 on Twitter. Connor, good day, sir.
Good day to y'all. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. All right. So, of course, as you could tell, this is something a little bit different from 2-4, as the introduction suggested. We will be keeping it here with you, Mark. I want to know this first before we get into the news of the day and the recruiting and of course telling everyone what we have coming up on the program. Did you ever think when you were a little boy out there that you would wind up with the coveted 2-4 afternoon time slot in the 51st market of the United States of America?
Well, let me tell you, Jeffrey, when I was 9 years old, I envisioned that streaming would be the future, and
yes,
that apps would be the way we consume media.
Yes.
So this was all part of my master plan.
And it is working to perfection at this point. I mean, that's what you have to say.
No, but really, everything that's happened since I came here to Memphis has caught me by surprise, including this radio show. I loaded up my car to come here from D.C. on New Year's Day 2017, drove here to be the new Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal, and really had no idea what to expect. I'd grown up in the D.C. suburbs, worked in New York and D.C., worked at the Washington Post for 7 years, covered UVA and Virginia Tech there, as well as high school sports. And my goal was really just to be a good beat writer. I was looking to, you know, I was kind of in a rut at the Post and looking for something new, and Memphis was something new. And I never thought I would be the Commercial Appeal's columnist. I never thought I'd get a radio show here with you, and I've been here a little over like almost 2.5 years, and I don't want to be anywhere else. I love it here. This place has really just become a home for me and my family. I mean, I had my first child here 4 months ago, and now this radio show is just a new evolution of that. And I hope there's so many good shows on this station, and I hope we can be a fusion of all those. I mean, you know, you've got Jeff and Gary who are, you know, just got so much experience and gravitas and just their perspective. And then you've got Jason and John who have hustled their way to being one of the top shows in this market. And I think we can be a fusion of all of that and really hopefully entertain and inform you here from 2 to 4 p.m. every day.
It's fascinating because I think I moved back in November of 2016. I think my first start day here, I think, was November 7th. I think I had an outstanding start day of the day before the 2016 presidential election, and my first week was the presidential election on top of just some other crazy things that were going on in the world. And you're right. I think you started about a month or so later than I did, maybe 8 weeks or whatnot. But we've both kind of wound up here. I know I certainly, and it's different for you because you definitely had the radio, or you had the writing aspect. I don't think radio was what you visioned as your path forward, and I clearly did. But to sit here and say that in 3 years' time, or less than 3 years' time, that we're sitting here with our very own radio show, it blows my mind because I do remember when you first started working here, and I remember thinking, I was like, oh, this beat's about to get flipped upside down because they had not only a professional reporter, they had a great writer, they had a guy that could come on radio shows, clearly articulate what was happening, and really, really change this entire beat for the better. And then, of course, some other things develop, and then lo and behold, you wind up as the columnist probably sooner than you probably ever expected. But
I didn't even apply for the job. That's an inside baseball thing. I didn't think I was columnist material, to be quite honest.
And I certainly didn't think I'm radio host material, but here we are. Let's start here before we get into the recruiting things. In terms of you and I have talked about a little on and off the air. What do you want this to be?
You know, I hope, like I said, I hope we entertain, inform you. I want this to be a place where, you know, not necessarily hot takes, you know, like sort of thoughtful discussion, but also, you know, like the intro said, a place where, you know, you're not going to have any sort of, I guess, confusion about what I feel about things. And I hope the same is with you in terms of our opinion on what's going on in Memphis, what's going on in the sports world. But I do think, you know, in this market, like, this is going to be a Memphis-centric show.
Oh, there's no question.
You know, I love the NBA. One of the big perks of being the columnist at the CA the last year is I've now been able to kind of dig my hands into the Grizzlies on top of everything I've done with the Tigers. And so I just hope people give us a chance and listen every day, because I think what I hope is every day you learn something or hear something that makes you think.
Yeah, I think that's the tagline itself, entertain and inform. And you may not agree with everything either one of us say. I may not agree with Mark. Mark may not agree with me. But I do think when we state an opinion, when we make a case on this show, I do think that you're going to know, hey, this wasn't just something that we leaned back in a chair and thought up in that moment. It was something that we thought deeply about, that we looked into, whether, you know, if we need statistical information, whatnot. We did the proper homework necessary to come up with an opinion. But we've delayed long enough because the truth is you guys don't care about how we're here. You just tuned in because you want to hear, let's get real, some Tiger basketball recruiting. All right, Mark, I know we had you in here last Wednesday, I believe, and of course that news.
Well, we should note before we get into it.
That's a great point.
You got next segment, we are expecting a huge guest.
Huge guest.
I don't want to jinx
it. Big star.
I don't want to jinx it yet, and we'll reveal who it is when he or she gets here.
Indeed. We do not want we've been promoting it as the mystery guest all day, but we can guarantee you we are not overselling this.
It will be an entertaining segment if he or she shows up.
If he or she shows up, it will be an entertaining segment, and it will be something that you'll understand why we've been teasing it like this, but we most certainly do want you to stick around for about at least another 10 to 15 minutes before tuning us off. But I wanted to start here with you, Mark. As we mentioned last week, we were expecting Precious Achiuwa to commit to the University of Memphis when the last time you were in here, but it certainly had not happened yet. And you and I have covered enough recruiting to know that best laid plans don't always work out. But indeed, on Friday, Precious Achiuwa makes it official. And at this point, it does seem more likely than not that the Memphis basketball signing class is complete. I guess.
Well, I don't know.
You're not ready to say that?
I mean, Trenton Watford's going to commit here in about 20 minutes, and I don't think he's picking Memphis. From what I understand, I would guess it's LSU, but I've been told that Memphis just decided. I think it's more of a Memphis decision than a Trenton decision, in that Memphis just decided, you know, we got guys at that position, and Trenton is a really talented player and kind of had a chance to commit earlier, and, you know, we're going to move forward. But I don't think they're closing the door on RJ Hampton. No way. I think you find room for him if he wants to come. And you heard, I think Rod Hampton was on Jason and John a little while ago, earlier today, and he made clear Memphis is still in the running. So I wouldn't say it's totally shut. I think they'd be perfectly happy if they go into the season with this roster. But I think they're going to leave some room for RJ. With a talent like that, a top five recruit, you always got to figure out a way to make room for him if he wants to come.
How big of a balancing act is this going to be for Penny Hardaway? Because, I mean, while it's not expected that RJ Hampton would indeed be added to the signing class, but at a certain point, we've seen very talented rosters before, but I don't know if we've ever seen a roster that's going to be this young, this loaded, and essentially being put together overnight. How big of a juggling act is that for Penny Hardaway?
Oh, I mean, it's going to involve Penny getting several guys and really the whole team to swallow their egos to a certain extent and accept roles that maybe they weren't expecting to accept during the recruiting process. It's just there's not enough basketballs for all these guys to be the star of the team, so to speak. And so we'll see. But I do think they've been strategic in how they've recruited. Like, for instance, Precious Achiuwa, we mentioned. Like, he really does fit well with what they've recruited. Even though it feels like this embarrassment of riches, they kind of needed a guy like him, a guy who can play the four alongside James Wiseman, who's really active and athletic, who really fits the up-tempo style that Penny wants. They've been strategic about it. I think the pieces, Penny has called it a puzzle, I think the pieces, for the most part, really fit, provided all these guys understand that, hey, this is a team full of talent, and maybe I can't do everything I want. Maybe I'm not going to be the man, but I can be the part of a really special team if I swallow my ego, because my skill set really does match with what they've recruited. And that's what's been, to me, really impressive about all this. You've got, you know, Wiseman and Achiuwa down low. You've got shooters in Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones. You've got a point guard in Damian Baugh. You've got DJ Jeffries, a wing who can play in multiple spots. You've just all these pieces seem to fit. Malcolm Dandridge, a guy who's gonna, you know, who seems like more of a, you know, can play a role, so to speak. And so it's gonna be a lot of fun. Like I know people are worrying about how Penny's gonna make it work, but like to me, that's a concern for October once the practices start and it starts sorting itself out. Because right now it's May and it's just wonderful that they're the talk of college basketball. I think we should just make sure we enjoy that and savor it, because stuff like this just doesn't happen very often.
Because I do think you hit on something that I think is very important to note. It's not just that this recruiting class is highly ranked. It's not that you have so many, you know, 4- and 5-star guys that can just load up and make a recruiting class on paper look good. The thing that I think makes what Penny Hardaway and this entire staff has done so impressive is they essentially rebuilt a basketball team overnight, but they didn't kind of do it by putting square peg round hole. Almost every single addition that they've made has made sense. And it started, obviously, with James Wiseman. And James Wiseman being the focal point of a recruiting class, almost metaphorically so, because it's not just that he's the number one player. it was the way that I think Penny went about constructing the recruiting class. Because with James Wiseman in the middle, you know when you have someone like that, it's going to create shooting opportunities. It's what we see the Milwaukee Bucks do with Giannis Antetokounmpo. They know they've got him. They put four shooters around him. It opens up everything. But to your point, it wasn't just let's just go add as many big name guys as we can get. There was clearly a plan. There was clearly a plan to add each piece went together in this larger puzzle.
And I think it is no small thing that James Wiseman signed and committed in November. I think that kind of gets lost in all the excitement of all of these guys who committed over last week. I don't think any of it's possible without the number one recruit in the country in the mix. And I feel comfortable saying now that we will have James Wiseman in the studio here in a few minutes to break down the recruiting class for us. He just walked in the building. And I am really excited to get his take because I was with him on Friday night at the Commercial Appeal Sports Awards show. And just talking to him, he really knows all these guys because he's been a guy who's been recruiting all of them. And so I'm really excited to get his take on this recruiting class. But like I said, I think we cannot overlook the fact that he was one of the first, him and DJ were the first ones to commit. And I think it's a big reason why they were able to sign this great recruiting class, because guys want to play with the number one recruit in the country. All these guys want to play with James Wiseman.
Penny Hardaway made James Wiseman the center point, the focal point of his very first full recruiting class. We're now going to make him the focal point of our very first show right here on Giannotto and Jeffrey. James Wiseman. Oh, nope.
He's on the way.
Okay.
He's on the way.
James Wiseman is here. He will be right here on Giannotto and Jeffrey when he come back, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try our new cookie cake ice cream. It's sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. When it comes to new flavors, this cookie takes the cake.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Stimson's Big Stars in West Memphis and Piggly Wiggly supermarkets of North Mississippi.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a road trip. And if I said, who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star our Chevys have all the awards, and they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell-down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch or go check out their complete inventory at allstarautogroup.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around-view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only in participating restaurants.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I ain't asked now for nothing. I took the heart away. 12 put me over coming with the. They took my heart away. Heart away. Heart away. Heart away. Jumping it hard away.
Giannotto and Jeffrey phone guests appear on the Landers Nissan phone line. Now, back to Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto,
the columnist from the Commercial Appeal,
and 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey rolls on. 2:24 is the time. Pleased now to be joined by, of course, James Wiseman. If you are not familiar, on Saturday, it is officially James Wiseman Day. There will be a parade. There will be a pep rally noon to 2:30, May 25th. That is this Saturday at East High School.
All right, well, we could have had Jeff Borzello in here. We could have had Evan Daniels in here. We could have had any of those recruiting analysts, but who better to break down this historic Memphis basketball recruiting class than the number one recruit himself, and a guy who, frankly, did a lot of, put in a lot of work to get this recruiting class together.
A lot of work.
Yes, bravo, James. Did what does that cell phone bill look like? What is what is the text message chain look like? Is it a group text message? How do you work it with these other recruits when you're doing it?
Yes, sir. Like previously, it was really individual text, so I was just texting them every single day on a daily basis. But now, since a lot of people committed, people that I want to be on the Memphis program, it's like we got like a group chat. So we started it like last weekend.
Really? I would love to. Anything you can reveal from that group text that Memphis fans might like to know?
Really just talking about the season, like what we want to do, mm-hmm. and just trying to make it to the NCAA tournament.
All right, so let's go through this. So DJ committed first, right? Mm-hmm. So DJ's the first, but let's talk about DJ Jeffries. I guess Malcolm committed first, really. Yeah. So you're probably most familiar with Malcolm because you played with him in AAU and college, AAU and high school at East. Yeah. What will Malcolm bring to the table? I understand he's got some knee issues he's got to work out, but what will he bring to the table? What will he give this program next year and in the years to come? Why is he such a good player?
I feel that Malcolm is unappreciated because he can do all things on the court. Even though he's big and he got like a brute type frame, he's really a versatile player. He's a great teammate. He shows a lot of leadership on the court, especially for my senior year and my junior year. He taught me a lot about the game of basketball himself. And really, he's just a great person all around.
Okay. And so he fits you. He's a compliment to you, yep. Right? Down low. Now, DJ, you played with him in AAU the past couple years. How important was it to get a recruit? I mean, obviously you picked Memphis over Kentucky, mm-hmm. but he decommitted from Kentucky. He's the first guy who ever decommitted from Cal at Kentucky. How big do you think that was just for the perception of Memphis and what you guys were trying to accomplish?
I feel that it was very big because me, DJ, and Malcolm, we played together on the AAU circuit. So really we had a tight bond and a strong chemistry. So really we just wanted to play together. So I talked to DJ, and the DJ said he was going to decommit from Kentucky. When that came out, and it just went viral all over the news media, then we just made it happen from there. So
what was your reaction when you found out DJ said, "Hey guys, I'm going to decommit from Kentucky"? And I mean, when you put yourself back in that moment, how did you react when you first saw the news or heard the news?
I mean, it was really absurd and it was insane because it came out of nowhere and it was surprising, but I was kind of surprised myself. But I mean, I was kind of happy at the same time because he was coming to play with me, and actually we got a great foundation in terms of a brotherhood, me, Malcolm, and DJ. Then we just needed some additional pieces to come play with us.
How much does it also help that while he's a year older, but a guy that you've certainly played with and a guy that, you know, most of the guys that you're familiar with Team Penny and or Bluff City team now, how much does it help that you have a guy like Alex Lomax who got to be at the University of Memphis for a year ahead of you? How much does it help that, you know, you still have the relationship with him, but he has almost gone through it a year ahead of you?
He's a leader, and he's a floor general, and I just love playing with Alex because he taught me the game of basketball as well, and just to be a leader, and really just little details in the game he taught me. So really, to be under Alo, really Alex's wing, like, it's really a great fit for me and for Malcolm, for everybody.
You're, of course, listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We are joined by the Basketball Player of the Year, the Male Athlete of the Year, according to the Commercial Appeal, as well as the Athlete of the Year, according to the Commercial Appeal Sports Awards that were on Friday night. Mark, that had to be a huge moment, not only on Friday night, to see that James Wiseman not only racked up, but more importantly, James was there to collect the hardware.
I know. We were really appreciative that you came, James. And let's be honest. I mean, this guy is the National Player of the Year, the Gatorade National Player of the Year. He didn't need to be at the Commercial Appeal Sports Awards. So we're really, really appreciated you being there, James. So let's just keep going down the list. Damian Ball, what do you know about him? What should Tigers fans know about Damian Ball?
Damian Ball is a great player. He's a playmaker. He has a lot of vision. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy off the court. Me and Damon are from the same city, Nashville, Tennessee.
So did you know him in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played at Cambridge. So really, we just got a tight bond just before we even touched down on Memphis and committed to Memphis. So.
Gotcha. And it sounds like he is a, would you call him a true point guard, kind of in the same mold as Alo? You know, maybe a little taller, but same mold. He's more of a distributor than a scorer.
Yeah, Damian Ball has the same skills as Alo. He's just a little bit, like, just taller. So.
Gotcha.
A great player.
All right, well, now we'll go into the last week where Memphis really became the story in college basketball.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the story you told me on Friday night about how you found out Precious Achiuwa was committing and what he sort of did to other guys in the class.
Okay, so Precious and Lester are really close friends. They played together on the UAA circuit. So Precious was telling Lester that he wasn't coming to Memphis. Basically, he was trying to surprise him. So Lester was kind of angry and upset. He was texting us every day like, "Oh my God, Precious is not coming." Like he was, like almost had a migraine headache or something. So he was kind of mad. And then Precious committed out of nowhere. Then he was surprised that he started. Then after that, he texts Precious was like, "Why did you do that?" Like that is
and,
crazy.
And Precious told you, right?
Yeah.
He told you like Tuesday. Is that what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew for 3 days, kept it quiet, and you let him just kind of mess with Lester a little bit.
Yeah.
Was it as funny to y'all as it was to us?
Yes. I mean, it was hilarious. Just looking back on it, I was like, he just surprised all of us. But actually, I knew like 2 days beforehand, 3 days before, but I just didn't want to tell Lester.
When you told the Commercial Appeal's Kari Thompson on Friday night that Precious was the hardest yet for this staff, for you as a player, recruiter, yeah. Why was he so hard to convince? And what do you think ultimately convinced him to come to Memphis?
Because he was keeping it to himself, like to himself. He really wasn't trying to tell nobody where he wanted to go. And I was trying to convince him and trying to inform him that Memphis is about to be on the come up, so you just have to come and play with us and we can make something happen historically. So really, he just kept it to himself and then he finally committed out of nowhere. Everybody was shocked. So
yeah, and you yeah. played with him at the McDonald's game, right? Mm-hmm. Was that the first time you had been in the same sort of were you on the same team at McDonald's or different team?
No, sir, we was on a different team.
Different team. But in terms of playing with him, how do you think you guys will fit? How well do you know his game? Because obviously, I remember talking to you even the day you committed to Memphis, you said you were going after Precious Achiuwa. Why did you think he was going to be such a good fit for you down low?
A very versatile player. He can rebound the ball in any area on the floor. He can shoot. He can shoot the ball. His shot is getting better. But I saw it improved over the years. He's just a great player all around. He's an all-around player. So, and I feel that he'll help me down low.
Gotcha. And then Lester, we were talking about Lester Quinones. He committed last Friday. Do you think getting him, you needed him to get Precious? Do
mm-hmm.
You think that was necessary?
Yes, sir. So I just talked to Precious Lester on a daily basis and told him that, I mean, you have to get Precious to come to the Memphis program. I feel that if we get him, then we got Damian Ball, and then we got Malcolm Dandridge and DJ. We can be a really special team.
Gotcha. So what? Yeah, and Lester, I've heard talk of his shot. Have you seen him in action? I haven't seen him live. Like, how good of a shooter is he?
Very great shooter. He's a sharp shooter, and also he can go to the basket as well. So he's like a two-way player. So and also he's a combo guard, and Boogie is a combo guard as well. Boogie is a underrated player. I feel that he should be talked about more than he's talking about right now. So, I mean, we got a great team.
When he decommitted from Duke or got out of his letter of intent from Duke, how quickly did you text him?
It was kind of miscellaneous because it was all over the place. It was really different variety of scenarios. I was trying to, like, really just trying to reminisce in my head But when he decommitted from Duke, it was kind of surprising because I didn't know he did it. Then somebody told me, Penny told me, then I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Then he said he wanted to come to Memphis, so I said, I mean, go ahead, come. Just say it right now. So he waited for a couple of days, and he revealed it. So.
He wants to be a point guard. Do you think he's a point guard?
Yeah, I feel that Boogie is a combo guard. He can play point guard and shooting guard, so I feel that he can help us on, well, really in both positions.
So do you have a prediction for a starting lineup next year?
I really don't.
No.
I'm just trying to go in there and work hard, play hard, just leave my ego at the door. Everybody leave their egos at the door, and I feel if we do that, then we'll have a special season this year.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I remember talking to you on Friday, and we were talking about just, you know, we were talking about trending, mm-hmm. and it was like, we were both thinking, like, there might be something as, like, having too much. But yeah. You feel like this is the right mix of guys. These guys have the right mindset to make this work, right?
Yes,
like,
sir.
What is it about, like, this group of guys that makes you believe they're going to swallow their egos at the door and really, you know, be willing to do what it takes to be the best team, not necessarily have the best numbers? Yes,
really, we talked about it in a group chat just to leave our egos at the door. And really just play together and play for each other. And if we do that, we'll have a special season. And everybody committed to that. So, really, yeah, we're just ready.
Are you not surprised? Because obviously you've been working on these guys. But to see it all come together like this, you get 7 freshmen coming in. Did you expect – did you think you'd get all the guys like this? Or did you think, like, you'd get – like, how amazed you that this all ended up coming together?
So after I committed to the University of Memphis, I told myself that I was going to get a lot of players. So really, I was thinking in the future. I had futuristic plans that I wanted to accomplish. So I just made sure that I accomplished them. And when it finally came together, it's a beautiful image, to be honest.
And we should remind everyone, we did it at the top, but I just want to make sure. Have you ever had a parade for you before?
I haven't. This is my first time, so I'm pretty excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, so Friday from noon to 2:30, right? It's like around, it starts at East High School, and it's going to be all around East High School. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, it's like James Wiseman Day, and they're going to, East High School is going to celebrate what James did at East, and honestly, what your commit, because I was mentioning it before you came in here, I don't think any of this happens without you signing and committing in November, because people wanted to play with the number one recruit in the country.
Yes, sir.
And so, all Tiger fans should make an effort to get out there on Friday just to kind of celebrate James a little bit, because it sounds like you put in a lot of work.
I did.
You were like the 4th assistant coach on the staff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was a hard journey, but I mean, I really just look back on it. I really did a great job. So
yeah, you did.
Now, in fairness, you didn't leave a lot of room for improvement. I mean, your first signing class you put together is number one. Where do you go from here?
Really, just go in there, work hard, have the same mindset. So really, just go in there, just work hard, just play together, and just really just create a brotherhood. So
this is what I wanted to ask.
Hold on, I should clarify. The parade is on Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I said Friday, Saturday, noon to 2:30.
Correct.
Everyone should be there.
May the 25th. At East High School. Also, we need to give a quick shout out to Melanie Walker, of course, of Creative Designs. If you haven't seen the poster for James Wiseman Day, it is fantastic. Melanie put that together. So again, Melanie Walker of Creative Designs, we need to give her a quick shout out. But this is what you touched on, and I'm curious, because we've discussed, and Penny Hardaway has discussed at length about how there's been a plan all along. And clearly, you've been a large part of that plan. When did you really start to realize, because you know, in November, we have your recruitment, everything goes down, and you could kind of start to see the pieces come together. But recruiting during the season was largely pretty quiet, and then we noticed it to start to heat up really about the last month or so. When did you really feel, okay, this is going from a dream to this is going to something that's a reality of we're going to add these big-name guys? When could you really start to sense that it was turning in that direction?
After I committed, because people was kind of amazed I committed to the University of Memphis over Kentucky and over the Blue Bloods that I had that was recruiting me at the time. So really, I had a plan before I even committed to the University of Memphis, what I wanted to do. So really, it was just normal. I already had the plan set, but nobody didn't know us, I mean, except for me. So
what is it about Penny, Mike, Madlock? What is it about that Penny and the staff that put it over the top? Obviously, you played a big part, but these guys had to feel comfortable with the staff in order to do it. What do you think it is? Why are guys drawn to them so in a historic way, really? Why do you think they've been so successful recruiting?
Because, I mean, they have – I mean, you got Sam Mitchell, you got Mike Miller, you got Penny Hardaway, both all already had NBA experience. Penny Hardaway is an ex-NBA legend. Then you got Mike Miller. And then you have Sam Mitchell, which was Coach of the Year when he was coaching at Toronto Raptors, I believe. So, really, they just got a lot of experience. So, for us to just be under their wings, they'll teach us a lot about the game of basketball and really the small details and stuff like that.
One of the great things about college basketball is on top of seeing guys, you know, that have your skill set that are mm-hmm. going to go on to have a very long and prosperous career in the NBA, but there's a certain element of it's just different in college basketball. I'm curious, oftentimes we kind of are drawn to certain personalities. Who in this recruiting class that you're coming in with, who's got the biggest personality? Who, like, makes you laugh the most? Who do you think is the guy that has a chance to be that charismatic figure that everybody's going to go, man, I love that guy?
Boogie Ellis.
Really? Sure. Interesting.
I mean, we got a lot of charismatic guys on our team. We got Malcolm Dandridge. DJ Jeffries, for sure. But I say Boogie Ellis.
Okay. What is it about Boogie? Like, what's he like?
I mean, he's very funny. Plus, he's from Cali, so he's very relaxed. Okay. But, I mean, at the same time, he's hilarious.
Interesting.
Very hilarious. So.
What did you sense from – you went to a lot of games this year. What did you like about what Penny – I know it's, like, going to be a lot of different guys on the team. But what about Penny's system? How different was it from what he was doing at East? And what did you like about what you saw during those – it was probably like a dozen games you went to this year. What did you like about the system he's running?
The play style was very compatible coming from high school to college because, I mean, really he was playing a transitional game, just fast break, go, and also pick and roll, pick and pop, and that's something that I can fit in really well. And then we have athletes on our team. You got DJ Jefferson, Precious, so – that would be very great for us.
Is he done? Is someone else coming?
I feel that we're done. I mean, we got a solid team.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're not working on RJ?
I'm trying to. I'm still trying to work on RJ as well.
Okay. His dad was just on here on the show before us and said Memphis is still in the running.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like RJ is the missing piece, so to speak, that could really put you over the top. And I know you're tight with RJ. You came when he came on his unofficial visit. What do you think RJ – would RJ be too much, even though he's obviously top five player in the country, really great? Like, is there such thing as too much?
Yeah, there is such thing as too much, but I feel that he will bring his offensive prowess to our Memphis organization. So, I mean, he'll be a great piece.
Gotcha. So, you still got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
We're talking, of course, with the nation's number one basketball recruit. Of course, he is James Wiseman, as always. On Twitter, on all social media outlets, at BigTicket_JW. All right, I wanted to ask you this. So now that we're starting to see what this team's going to look like in terms of the roster construction and whatnot, you've mentioned Penny Hardaway's tempo, and you saw a lot of sets, and you saw things that you understand that, hey, I can really fit in with that. One of the big questions that I think some people are curious about is, you know, schematically, is this team going to take the same philosophy that Penny had last year and that maybe some teams that you've played on for Penny that, you know, hey, still offensively, we're still going to push the tempo. We're going to get out in transition. We're going to make you have to run with us for the whole time. Have you gotten any sense of what Penny's thinking in terms of, hey, what are we going to look like as a team?
I mean, the same philosophy from last year is going to be the same for this year. It's just going to be quicker because we have better athletes.
Longer. Yeah. Way more athletic.
Yeah, longer athletes. So it's going to be the same philosophy.
Talking, of course, with James Wiseman again on 92.9 FM ESPN. You're listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey. We are blessed to have James Wiseman with us. All right, and then I wanted to ask you this in terms of with all that's going on and all of the excitement and whatnot, unnecessary pressure maybe on y'all to deliver? Or is it something that you're asking for? How do you feel that in terms of this excitement is at a fever pitch? I mean, I've been here my whole life, and I can't remember a time that it has been as this intense and this fired up. How do you go about, and how are you guys, what are you talking with each other about in terms of how, you know, now there's expectations?
I mean, we're not worried about the worldly or the outside forces in terms of pressure. We're worried about our expectations, what we need to reach as a team. So really, that's the only thing we're focused on. We're not really focused on the outside pressures at all.
Speaking of pressure, I mean, you've dealt with this number one recruit in the country tag for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like to me, during the All-Star circuit this year, McDonald's game, Nike Hoop Summit, Jordan Brand Classic, you really wanted to kind of put an exclamation point on that, you know, kind of to show the world, like, hey, I've been number one and I'm still number one. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I feel that I got a lot of work, like hard work to improve on in terms mm-hmm. of my game. But really, every time I get on the court, I got something to prove. So really, it's just been with me since I was younger. Because I've been unknown when I was younger in 6th, 7th grade, so really it just stuck with me till then. So I'm always have a statement every time I play.
Because it seemed like, I mean, you were already kind of projected as the number one pick maybe in a couple years, things like that. But it seemed like the evaluator, like NBA people, really noticed what you did. Like, what do you think you did? What do you think you showed over the last couple months? Like, how did you expand your game and just demonstrate to people that, hey, not only am I number one, but I'm getting better?
Just developing my jump shot. I know I still got to develop that a little bit more, but still, I'm still working on it to this day. And really, just getting a rebound and go. Just work on my just showcase my handles out in front of the NBA scouts, and really just going out there and being more poised with the ball, and not being out of control.
So. Does Penny foresee you? Like, how does Penny, when he describes where he sees you fitting with this roster, with his scheme, where does he see you? Sort of how. Like, do you see yourself playing out on the perimeter, on the elbow, down low, all three? How do you envision your role in this offense?
I see myself being inside and outside big man. Really can be able to pick and pop, shoot the three, can handle the ball, dribble handoffs, set screens and roll to the basket, just all things out on the court.
And then it seems like, I'll be honest, from watching you I remember watching you your junior year, mm-hmm. Like the summer before your junior year and your junior year and now your senior, it seems like defensively, you always had the skill set to be a great defender. Mm-hmm. It seems like you've put your mind to, I'm going to be a great rim protector. Who put that in your head?
Really myself, because mm-hmm. I forced myself that I was going to be a great defender, so I just worked on it. And really, my offensive game is getting better by the day. So really, I was just trying to work on all aspects of my game.
I wanted to ask you this, James. We've heard people like us, recruiting analysts, they always, you know, everyone, as sports fans, we need comparisons. We can't make a decision on a player unless we know, like, oh, he is compared to so-and-so. Who's someone that, you know, who's the game that you look at, that you model yourself after? Who do you pick and choose from? You're like, I like what they do. Who are some of the guys that you would like to compare yourself to?
I'll say kind of like David Robinson, Kevin Garnett. And I say kind of like Giannis. That's what I've been looking at a lot. But really, I want to be the only James Wiseman. I want to create my own path.
For sure. What aspects of Giannis's game right now that we're seeing? Because obviously he's one of these stories in the playoffs. What does he do that you really love?
Being able to handle the ball, to be 6'11", to be that agile, that quick, and really just play like a big guard, big point guard. So
interesting. That would be. I could, like, you as Giannis in the NBA, that'd be pretty fun. Left-handed Giannis.
Yes, sir.
Well, I bet you want to be left-handed James.
The Tigers.
Left-handed James.
The Tigers right now, Connor and I have been talking about on the show, the way that y'all have assembled this recruiting class, it really strikes me a ton of, like, what the Bucks did, in which they build it around a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo. You were clearly that guy for them. Man, there's a lot of shooting that they're surrounding you with, and I got to imagine that's got to be quite exciting for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to make my job easier, and I would not be getting double team or triple team that much this year. So, because of high school, it was insane.
How is that? When you, I understand, like, there is a talent advantage that you have, but getting triple teamed every night's just got to get old, right?
Yes.
I
got used to it.
Well, it's probably like every game you get triple team, you send off a text to Boogie and Lester and be like, hey, man, I'm sick of this.
I'd like to get one-on-one for once.
Yeah.
Talking, of course, with James Wiseman of course, now former of East High School. He is having a James Wiseman Day. It is going to be at East High School Saturday, May the 25th. That is this Saturday, noon to 2:30. There's going to be a parade. There's going to be a pep rally, of course. If you haven't seen the outstanding promotional poster, make sure you go check out the work of Melanie Walker of Creative Designs. She did an outstanding job with that.
I think we're good. Trendon here is about to announce. Do you have a... It's, Uh-oh. That's not a good look, guys. But from what I understand, I mean, honestly, like we said, there is such a thing as too much. I mean, I know he's a different player than Precious.
That's a great point.
But they are kind of, like, Precious and DJ are very, in a lot of ways, similar to, in terms of what position they play to Trendon. So I don't think it's, I mean, you can't bat 1,000, James. I think Memphis fans will forgive you for not getting this one.
Maybe. Just this one.
I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay with it. I mean, I called it in a column I wrote in this year. I called this a super team. Is this a super team?
It's a super team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously, like you're thinking, I mean, you talked about it's about the internal expectations, not the external expectations. But I imagine, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this is probably going to be your one college season. You want to win a national title, I assume, right?
I do.
What do you think? I mean, there's not many of these teams that are constituted with a lot of freshmen. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, I don't know what you've heard about. Is Rajon definitely coming? Have you heard?
Yes. I feel that Rajon is coming.
Okay. You heard that here.
I think he took his name out the draft.
Breaking news.
Okay.
Should.
Well, that's good news. But for the most part, I mean, it's like Rajon, you got Isaiah Maurice as your seniors. Mm-hmm. Lance Thomas is a veteran guy, even though he hasn't played much in college. He's an older guy. Alo and Tyler are experienced guards, but a lot of this nucleus is going to be freshmen, and there's not a lot of there's that one Kentucky team that won a national title with a lot of one and dones. You think this is the group that can do that can be the second?
Yes, sir. This is the group that can be the second. So
okay,
I'm curious. We see with a lot of teams that are built with the young elite level talent with one and done talent, and particularly teams like with Kentucky, we see Cal really gets them to buy in that it starts on the defensive end.
Yep.
Are you pretty much in the same agreement that that's where it starts? If you guys are going to go as far as you are capable, is that the end of the floor that starts for you?
I mean, at the end of the day, offense wins games, defense wins championships. So, I mean, if we just lock in on a championship, and the offensive end is going to take care of itself easily.
So you're saying that you would prefer Saturday to not be the only day that you have a parade here in Memphis?
I mean, it just depends on the city of Memphis. It really doesn't matter.
Let me tell you, if you win a national championship here, there won't just be a parade. There will be a party that lasts for I don't even know how long.
We had an NIT.
You will be the king of Memphis for how?
We had an NIT championship parade here once upon a time. I can't imagine what the parade would look like for a national title.
Well, and you mentioned the defense. I think you know this. As someone, I've watched Penny coach. People view Penny as this offensive dynamo because of what he was during his career.
Yeah.
As a coach, he is a defensive coach first. Would you not agree with that from
your year?
Yeah.
Because my junior year, only thing we did was did a lot of defensive drills in practice. And it was crazy. So, I mean, yeah, he's most definitely a defensive type coach.
And then we'll get you out on this. I mean, you moved here less than 2 years ago from Nashville. You were born here, right?
No, I was born in Nashville.
You were born in Nashville?
Yeah.
Had you ever, lived in Memphis before you came here a couple years ago?
No, sir.
I remember when I was on a plane. Do you remember this? I was on a plane with you coming back from
Basketball Academy.
Yeah, you were coming back from L.A., and I interviewed you in the airport. And I remember you were excited, but you were also, a little – just nervous because you were coming to a new place.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest.
How much do you think this year and a half has shaped you as a person and as a basketball player here in Memphis?
The city of Memphis gave me more toughness as a basketball player. Penny Hardaway gave me a lot of toughness as a basketball player. Really just being able to go get it and not be afraid. And really, Penny has developed my game tremendously throughout the 2 years that he's coached me, really the 1 year for my junior year. So for my second year going to Memphis, I feel that he's going to change my game around tremendously. So,
well, Memphis thanks you for coming. I'm pretty sure he's going to keep, even though you're the number one recruit in the country, I'm pretty sure he's going to ride you a little bit next year. I think that's right. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right.
James, you are very, very gracious to join us. Again, it will be James Wiseman Day on Saturday, May the 25th. Noon to 2:30. That is over at East High School. There will be a parade. There will be a prep rally. Buddy, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
You will forever be the first ever guest on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. This is our debut show. Like, we are really grateful for you coming in.
Yes, sir, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We are
extremely grateful.
And when your career is done,
yeah,
maybe you have a future as a recruiting analyst.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Most certainly. When we come back, Jason Smith is going to join us. Stick around. Hour two of Giannotto and Jeffrey coming your way right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, everybody. It's time for a road trip. And if I said who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell-down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as $12,000 off MSRP. And huge military discounts for those who serve our great country. It's an easy drive from Collierville, Memphis, or anywhere in Mississippi. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch or go check out their complete inventory at allstarautogroup.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, the Driftwood Ramblers. On Saturday, it's Doc Fangas.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Harvard versus Horn Lake. Come see Gary Parrish and Jeff Calkins duke it out grilling style. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool in Collierville is hosting their very own Jeff and Gary in a grilling competition June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come out and enjoy sports talk and grilling ideas and see who wins. Purchase tickets for a drawing for a ceramic Kamado Joe to be announced on June 1st. $10 gets you one drawing for the Kamado Joe, all proceeds going to the LeBonner Children's Hospital. June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, 468 Highway 72, Collierville.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Landers Auto Sales, they got a large inventory.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.